We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, the brackets are in. Michigan State is a 2 seed in the East. They will take on Bradley. The winner of that one gets the winner of Louisville and Minnesota, the Patino Bowl. And then Michigan will take on Montana for the second consecutive year. The winner of that one gets Florida and Nevada's winner in the second round. Both Michigan and Michigan State are going to Des Moines, which is very convenient if you're a Big Ten fan, I guess, or a sports writer. That's all that really matters.
That's right.
And other than that, I think the consensus this morning is that Michigan State got completely jobbed. Tony played a clip in his update of the NCAA tournament commissioner, selection chair, whatever you want to call him, saying that by beating Michigan, Michigan State leapfrogged Kentucky. And I think he's lying. I really do. I don't see any proof. Like, how is Michigan State in a more favorable situation than Kentucky is? You can say, oh, well, they're in the East instead of the Midwest. Well, Kansas City and Washington, D.C., the distance between the two and East Lansing, that distance is negligible. I'd rather be in Carolina's region than Duke's region. I'd rather avoid playing teams I've already played who might have some level of familiarity against you. Granted, Michigan State will have some level of familiarity against them. But if I'm Louisville and I'm scouting Minnesota, guess what tapes I'm watching?
Michigan State.
Minnesota versus Michigan State. That's one of the tapes I'm looking hard at, because that way you're kind of killing two birds with one stone.
Well, of course, Louisville, they already played Michigan State as well and beat them.
Oh, I know. But I'm not going to scout myself.
Right. So if they're going by geography for the pod, okay, Michigan State is obviously in Des Moines, where Kentucky is in Jacksonville. So that is more favorable for Michigan State, you might say. However, when you get to the regionals, the Sweet 16, yeah, Washington, D.C. is a little closer than Kansas City. But the fact of the matter is that there is a outside chance that they would have to take on Maryland in the Sweet 16, which actually, if it's chalk, that might actually happen. Maryland, that would be a home game for them. So that's a disadvantage for Michigan State. Well, you can argue whether Michigan State should be a number one seed. Should the Big Ten champion, a team that, as Tom Izzo is correct, that conference, Tom Izzo correctly points out, has 20 conference games. They were the regular season champ. They were the tournament champ. Should they be a number one seed? Because they have a lot of quadrant one wins more than some of the others. I'm not so sure, because their losses, granted, in conference, the worst ones, Indiana twice, in Illinois, bad. Purdue's not a bad loss, and Kansas and Louisville are not bad losses.
No.
But if you're going to go, because we always sit there and say, well, the eye test, if you're going to go play the eye test game, I personally think they got the number one seeds correct. My biggest complaint is that they decide that geography matters more than matchups when you're determining where the two seeds are.
Which I think is a lie. I don't think they're telling you the truth, because I don't think geography really matters. I think I hold these two things. I believe these to be factual. I really do. And you can tell me I'm wrong, okay? But I believe they're facts. I think if Michigan had gotten like a 3 seed, I don't think Michigan State would care as much. I think they still would have felt like they'd gotten screwed. But I think the feeling that Michigan is in a more favorable situation than Michigan State really enrages Michigan State fans. I'm not talking about Izzo. I'm just talking about Michigan State fans, okay? I also believe that if the Big Ten championship game were played on Saturday night instead of Sunday afternoon, that Michigan would not be in Duke's region. I believe that strongly. I think they are screwed by the fact that they played their game at 3:30 in the afternoon and the brackets come out at 6 p.m. There's just no way on God's green earth. They're at the printers. If that's such a thing anymore.
Yeah, but they could have if Michigan State wins, they're here. If they lose, they're here. That can all be set up beforehand.
I don't believe they did that, though.
Okay, but that's fine. But don't say that they were waiting for it. They, whatever.
They were. How did Michigan State benefit from winning the Big Ten tournament?
They didn't.
Which means the committee was done. For this guy to sit there and go, well, they leapfrogged Kentucky, bull. There's no... Give me the proof of that. How is them leapfrogging Kentucky get them in Duke's region?
Because they leapfrogged Kentucky because of his ridiculous rationale of geography, and we play the geography game. The geography game is Washington, D.C. is closer for Michigan State than Kansas City
is. By 100 miles.
Look, Jamie.
That's a lie.
It's stupid. It's ridiculous. It should be based on matchups, not on geography. And they did
this. It is based on matchups.
No, it's based on geography.
It's not based 100% on geography,
Stoney. The guy said it, and he proved it here.
He didn't say it was 100% geography.
Well, he said it's based on geography.
And matchups. They want both. I mean, again, the Big Ten would be wise to get out of the Sunday afternoon game. I mean, it's a nice high profile. You get Jim Nance, you get Grant Hill, you get Raft, you get Tracy Wolfson, you get all the attention, and you get those broadcasts on Saturday afternoon, which is a nice primetime event as well. But the fact is, your conference is getting screwed in the whole deal. And Izzo said as much. I mean, you can accuse Izzo of being a whiner. I don't think he's whining. I think he's actually has legitimate criticism. But it sounds to me like one of his biggest public complaints is that the conference got screwed because, A, they play 20 conference games, they got 8 teams in the tournament, they got the deepest conference in the tournament, and this is the treatment they get with the ACC getting 3 1 seeds and the Big Ten getting 0? That's a crock of crap.
Well, it's the one seed I don't think is a crock of crap because I think those teams are better. And then you're going to sit there and figure out, okay, is it most deserving or the better team? And I think they took the 4 teams that probably have the best teams right now. That's what I think. So I think they got the one seeds correct. But I agree that they should not be in Duke's region. But the fact of the matter is that the guy said it's because of geography, and by literally, he's right. That's the way they did it. I don't agree with that. I think they should go by – if Michigan State is the second number 2 seed, which they determined Tennessee was the first number 2 seed, then Michigan State should be playing North Carolina. It should be based on the snake deal.
I just don't see how you can – this is a lot like the college football thing and how the SEC dominates it. I have a really hard time saying the 3 of the 4 best teams in the country play in the same conference. That bothers me because then you start to look at the depth of that conference and who are they beating to pile up all those wins. And you look at the fact that Carolina is a 1 seed. Why? Because they beat Duke twice down the stretch and Duke didn't have Zion either game. That bothers me a great deal. Michigan embarrassed Carolina earlier this season, embarrassed them, and Michigan State beat Michigan 3 times. Now, you can do that any number of ways. I get that. If so-and-so beats so-and-so, that beats so-and-so. But I think a good, rational way of doing it is not giving so much power to one conference.
I don't know how Tennessee's determined to be better than Michigan State. When State won their conference, arguably the toughest conference, definitely tougher than the SEC.
I don't know about that.
And
that,
again,
really?
I think the strength of the SEC, I think, is better than the strength of the Big Ten. And now there'll be more depth in the Big Ten. But with Kentucky, Tennessee, Auburn, Ole Miss is pretty good. There's some good teams in the SEC.
It's the losses. It's the losses. It's the Indiana losses, and it's the Illinois loss.
Right.
Those 3 losses. They just killed them. Absolutely killed them.
Indiana was a bubble team.
True, but ultimately did not get in. And the only reason they were a bubble team is because they had 2 wins over Michigan State. So at 2:45 on Thursday, Michigan State will take on Bradley. And at 9:20 on Thursday night, Michigan will take on Montana for the second consecutive year. Boy, how do you think those Montana fans feel?
Ugh. Wolverines and Grizzlies, anytime they go at it, it's great.
Is it?
No.
I don't know about the track record there. So we've been talking about the brackets all morning long, and the consensus is that Michigan State kind of got screwed. But as Stoney pointed out, they got screwed in the sense that they're in the same bracket as Duke. You could make the case that Michigan State actually has a relatively easy path to the Elite Eight.
I would rather play, if chalk holds, LSU than play who, I don't know, I think Michigan would have to play, which being Texas Tech, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
To me, Texas Tech is a better team, especially considering LSU is so discombobulated with their coaching situation and all that stuff.
Let's go to John on a cell phone on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, John, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I agree with you. Duke is a lot better than Gonzaga. But for Duke and Michigan State to play, Michigan State has it easier to get to Duke than Michigan's got to get to Gonzaga.
I agree
on that. And did you know for next year, there are rumors that they're trying to set up the schedule for Michigan to play Michigan State at the end of the year?
Well, both coaches have said they want that. They want to turn it into the same rivalry like Duke and Carolina have, and I honestly don't see any argument against it.
No, I'd rather love the fact that it would be the last game. I think that's great. I would like the first meeting to be a little earlier, but that's just...
Right, I agree. On that case, too, those two teams are going to be first and second in the Big Ten. With what they got coming in and what they're losing, Michigan's losing Matthews, that's it. I think State's got two seniors, and that's it. Those two teams are going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're not going anywhere. Right. Michigan State will lose McQuaid, Arns, Goins.
And maybe Ward.
And maybe Nick Ward.
I don't think he should go because I don't think his NBA game got any better.
Totally agree. And Michigan will lose Matthews, obviously. You would assume. I mean, I guess technically he could come back, but right. I think he's gone. And look, there's some talk about Brazdeikis. I would imagine he'll stick his toe in the water and see what's there, but I would expect him to be back.
I would hope so, too. Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, but yeah, they have other kids coming in, and both coaches, you know, those two programs and Purdue are in probably the best shape of any Big Ten program right now. Wisconsin's in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's
Maryland did very well this year as a young team.
Right. And with Wisconsin as well, we're going to have to see what kind of recruiting class Greg Gard can put together. I mean, he's still, I'm not saying he's living off of Bo Ryan, but that's the program that Bo Ryan built. And Gard has not had great success taking over for Bo. He missed the tournament last year, back in the tournament this year. But didn't put up much of a fight against Michigan State on Saturday, that's
right.
For sure.
Michigan State was the second highest second seed as far as their ranking. So they were the sixth best team. And I think Gov wanted to know what's so good about Tennessee. It's because their losses basically were to really good teams. They lost to Kansas before their big injury. They lost to Kentucky, Auburn twice. That's it. That's their five losses. So, you know.
They didn't win their conference, and they didn't win their conference tournament.
I know, but their wins were pretty good, too.
You just list off four losses.
Oh, four? Hold on. I thought Auburn twice, Kansas, and I think Kentucky twice.
At LSU.
LSU.
Yeah, they lost to Kentucky once.
Yeah, LSU. Okay. So all most of their losses were to top three seeds, except for Auburn, who's a fifth seed.
Right.
So that's why. Michigan State, bottom line is they got screwed by themselves because they lost to Indiana twice and Illinois. That's it. It's that simple.
But it's not that simple.
Well, that's the reason I can come up with. I believe that they should be in the region with North Carolina. That's where they should be.
Right. Again, I don't have an – if the committee had come out and said, this is why Michigan State is where they are, and gave every reason you just said, and if you could question them and say – compare them to Tennessee, and they said exactly what you just said, and say compare them to Kentucky, and they go, well, Kentucky beat these teams. And they said, look, Michigan State lost twice to Indiana, and they lost to Illinois. That is why, when you look at their six losses, those are three of their six losses, which we believe are non-quality losses.
Correct.
Or quote-unquote bad losses.
Right.
If they had said that, I'd actually have an easier time with it.
Right.
But I think they're BSing all of us with this whole, oh, yes, they leapfrogged, whatever the past tense of frogged was, Kentucky with their win over Michigan. I think that's a crock of crap. I think the tournament field was set, and they probably were eating popcorn, drinking green beer, maybe some Guinness on St. Patty's Day, watching the game on CBS and thinking, what time's the selection show come on? Can't wait to watch that game. So, again, I know Tom Izzo values championships, and I respect that. And I know that sweeping Michigan is huge for Michigan State, and I give them all sorts of credit for that. But couldn't you make the argument here today that Michigan State would have been better served not playing Arns, not playing Cassius, who has any number of nicks and bruises on his lower body extremities, resting McQuaid, resting Goins, and just saying, you know what, this game's irrelevant. And you can say, irrelevant is for a championship. Okay, fine. If you're a Michigan State fan who will give Izzo the benefit of the doubt if they lose in the Sweet 16 or lose in the Elite Eight, because I know how the lexicon, I know how the narrative goes, Stoney. Mm-hmm. They're going to lose to, who knows, maybe they lose to LSU. Izzo's lost it. He doesn't have it anymore. No. So it's the double standard, which I don't like.
You can make the same argument, though, as far as the Big Ten championship that, you know what, Rick Barnes at Tennessee, they ended up losing, getting killed anyway. But it didn't mean anything to them because they probably weren't going to leapfrog another team if they would have won, right?
I didn't watch much of that game, so I don't want to.
I didn't see any.
I don't want to comment on it. I'll be honest. But I kind of thought Izzo would approach the game yesterday as we're going to play a lot of Foster Lawyer, the way he approached the Wisconsin game.
Right.
But, man, once they got into a second half and they were in a dogfight for the Big Ten Championship against Michigan.
Of course.
You knew he was going to go for it. Yeah. And so it's almost like, I mean, we were joking last week. He should have almost, like, abstained from coaching, handed the reins over to Dwayne Stevens or Dane Fife or Mike Garland, and just said, guys, do what you think is best, because I'm so consumed with this rivalry and with this championship that I probably will do things that are not well-suited for this team. And I'm not accusing him of, like, coaching malpractice. Of course you play to win.
Right.
But now they play Thursday afternoon. I mean, they got jobbed in every way, shape, or form.
Like I said earlier, the new Big Ten commissioner, one of his major edicts, besides having the Big Ten tournament here in Detroit once, should be that they move it to Saturday.
This is the committee's fault for ruining what should be a great day of college basketball, which is that Sunday. The ACC championship game used to be on Sunday.
Right.
Then they moved that back to Saturday night. The Big East championship game for a long time has been Saturday night.
Yes.
So I'm not going to argue against them. The Big 12 championship game used to be on Sunday, right? It was at 3:00 on Sunday. They moved that back to Saturday. Those other conferences see the writing on the wall.
Right.
So I guess the Big Ten should probably follow suit because they're playing this game. They're charging the same for the tickets. The players are putting the same effort out. They lost Arns for the tournament. And I'm not saying that they can't win because of Kyle Arns, but he certainly was a nice rotation guy to have.
Yeah.
Knocked down a three yesterday, could knock down a three or two in a tournament game.
I totally agree with
you. They lose him. It's like, I mean, I know Izzo will never say this, but privately I wouldn't be surprised if he says, I don't even why we bother playing that game. Didn't do us any good.
No.
Yeah, they got a nice shiny trophy. That's awesome. And they can say they three-peated against Michigan. That's awesome.
I would love for State to snoop around and try to get a committee member off the record to find out if the bracket was set.
Yeah.
Because you can argue that if Michigan would have won, maybe they're in Michigan State spot. Were those teams flipping
spots? That we don't know. I think they probably would have, but who knows? We have no proof.
If you're a Michigan State fan, do you now wish Michigan had won that game?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I mean, seriously.
They very easily could flip spots.
Because you can still say, we beat you guys twice.
Yeah.
The one time we lost was in the tournament. No
right.
one cares about the tournament.
Exactly.
You still win 2-1, and you're in a better position in the NCAA tournament if you actually believe that the committee used any part of that game.
And they could have the Arns excuse, too. He got hurt and it hurt the team.
Much like Kenyon Martin.
Emotionally.
Yeah, the Arns. The Arns.
But actually they can't. But when he came back to the bench on crutches, that fired up the team. So maybe if he didn't get hurt, they would have lost.
I don't totally believe that, by the way. I know they're using that narrative, but I mean, you were watching that whole game, Greg. Did you notice any difference when Arns, you know, I mean, they started, Michigan just went in the tank. I mean, Michigan State plays very good defense. Don't get me wrong, but Michigan's offense was inexplicable.
It's amazing. I mean, we mentioned that stat earlier in the show. 104-58. Michigan State outscored Michigan in the final 15 minutes of the three games that they beat them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.